Bye. Thank you. Esperamos
ser provado aqui.
Dai oggi il
nostro Papa, la nostra Maria, che ci ha riascritto la Santissima
di Dio e Cristo.
Ci porti si tanto, sarà sotto il tuo nome, Padre, che Arandi Guri Vaishnava, che Lama Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, che Prem Sri Ghoshi Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Vrinda. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Govinda Shyama Purana Kunda Giri Gaurudan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganji Mai Ki Jai. Tulasi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveja Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai. Did I go to Prima? Oh, glorious assembly.
Krishna.
Oh, glorious assembly.
Krishna.
Oh, glorious assembly.
Krishna.
Oh, glorious assembly. Krishna. Oh, glorious assembly.
Krishna.
Oh,
glorious assembly. Krishna.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Thank you.
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. The opulence of the Absolute, selected by the grace of Vaikuntha. Text number 10. Tesham satatha yuktanam
Tesham satatha yuktanam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tena mahupayantite
Tena mahupayantite
Tesham satatha yuktanam
Tesham satatha yuktanam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tena mahupayantite
Tena mahupayantite
Tesham satatha yuktanam
Tesham satatha yuktanam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Vajatam bhuti purvakam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tadami bhuti yogantam
Tena mahupayantite
Tena mahupayantite
Tesham,
Tesham,
unto them,
unto them.
Satatha yuktanam,
Satatha yuktanam.
Always engaged,
always engaged.
Bhajatam,
Bhajatam.
In rendering devotional service,
in rendering devotional service.
Priti purvakam,
Priti purvakam.
In loving ecstasy,
in loving ecstasy.
Tadami,
Tadami,
I give,
Bhuti
Yogam,
Bhuti Yogam,
real intelligence,
Tam,
Tam,
Dat,
Jena,
Jena,
by
which,
Mam,
Mam,
unto me,
unto me,
Upayanti,
Upayanti,
come,
come,
Te,
Te,
De,
De.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, this is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To those who constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Please repeat. To those who are constantly devoted,
to those who are constantly devoted,
to serving me with love,
to serving me with love,
I give the understanding,
I give the understanding,
by which they can come to me.
By which they can come to me.
Purport. In this verse, the word Buddhi Yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of Bodhi Yoga. Now, Bodhi Yoga is explained. Bodhi Yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of process and progress is Krishna.
People do not know this, therefore the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna. And when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruit of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculations to understand Krishna, he is acting in Gyan Yoga. And when he knows the goal and seek Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in Bhuti Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest professional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization. But if he is still not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instruction so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of the devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately tend to him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is one of the chapter sloka of Bhagavad Gita, beginning from 8, 9, 10, and 11. This is the third one. In this one, Krishna used the word desham. Desham. The Prabhupada said, unto them. Unto them, who are they? Here he said, Satata Yuktanam. Those who are constantly engaged in what? Priti Purvakam. Priti Purvakam. Those who are constantly engaged in loving devotional service to me, to them that they need Bhuti Yoga, I give them the intelligence. Here Krishna also gave intelligence to Gyanis. But he said here, I give intelligence to those who worship me constantly in devotional service. He gives intelligence to them, and they give intelligence to devotees who are fully engaged in him. So what's the difference? The difference is, Krishna explained in this sloka. In this sloka, Krishna here explained, I give intelligence to the gyani, I give intelligence to the devotees, and I will reveal myself to my devotees. I make the difference. Not only intelligence Krishna gives to his devotees, Krishna reveals himself. Krishna gives himself to his devotees who are in love with him. Therefore, Prabhupada said here, it is very significant. Very significant. Krishna reveals himself to his devotees who are fully engaged in him. Not those who are sometimes. Krishna will not reveal himself to do sometimes or artificially, superficially, do some sort of seemingly activities which seems to be devotional service. Krishna does not reveal himself to those who seemingly engage in devotional service. In devotional service. But their devotional service is not devotional service. Their devotional service, Krishna, not devotional service. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained in December Vita. There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the absolute truth. There are many demons. No, Krishna said devotees. He didn't say devotees. He said there are many devotees. This is Bhagavad Gita 9.12 purport. 9.12 purport. There are many devotees who assume themselves. Assume. Assume means what? Assume. Assume. Assumption. Assumption. Belief. And conviction. Hare Krishna. Right? There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. Krishna consciousness and devotional service. But in their heart, they don't accept the absolute personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Supreme God. Then, why we are in devotional service? How is it possible? How is it possible one can be in devotional service and not devotional service? Haridas Thakura said they are pretenders. This is what Haridas Thakura said. The pretenders, the Mayavadis, and the atheist, both of them chant Hare Krishna. Mayavadis, the atheist, and the pretenders, they worship the deities. Mayavadis, they worship deities. The atheists, the pretenders. And Prabhupada said here, they are in devotional service. Not only that, Lord Krishna said, four kinds of people approach me. Four, not one. One, two, three, four. Four people approach me. What are those people? What are those people in this room? The four people who approach Krishna are in this room, not outside this room. They are inside this room. Not outside. Krishna is not talking about outside. He's talking about inside. Those who approach me. Those who approach Krishna are devotees. Among them, Haridas Thakura say are pretenders, the atheist, Mayavadis. And here Prabhupada said, they assume themselves to be Krishna conscious, but in their heart, they don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Person of Godhead. So Krishna said, Satatam yuktanam bhajatam priti pramatam. Satatam, always, those who are constantly, always engaged in devotional service out of love. Those who who have accepted me to be the supreme personality of Godhead, to them I will reveal myself to them. I will give them the intelligence how they can come to me. For them to go to Krishna is not difficult. It is easy. Devotional service is easy. Krishna consciousness is easy for those who have given themselves to Krishna. Machita Markatapana Padayantaspadam. What cheetah? The devotees have given their heart, they have donated their heart to me. What cheetah? What gata prana? They have given their life. Their life is given completely. Life is given to me. Their heart is donated to me. Bodayantas Parasparam, those devotees, they sit together to discuss about me. They talk about me. When they sit together, they don't talk about a third person who is not there. They only discuss within those who are present about Krishna. Katayantas. Tamamdita. Tushanti. That is the experience of those who are in Krishna consciousness. Satisfied. They are not depressed. Devotees are not depressed. Devotees are not suppressed. Devotees are not compressed. Why? Because Krishna is giving himself. Yeah, the man Prabhupada and Tay Baba Tami. Aham as they surrender, I'm giving. I'm giving as they are surrendering. Not cheating, is what Krishna is saying. The yogis, they come, I'll give them. My avidis, I will give them. The bhaktas, I give them. The karmis, I give them as a surrender. So I give. Because he's a supreme father. He's giving according to how we give ourselves to Krishna. Krishna gives like that. So Krishna revealed himself. The devotees who are rendering service to him. For them, there is no obstacle. For them, there is no obstacle. Krishna gives intelligence. So one day, Srimati Radharani, she made a very beautiful gallant. Not this one. This one is two. And the person who made it is not showing here. When Srimati makes a gallant, she's inside the gallant. Just like when you cook, you're inside. What you write, you're inside. The person who wrote this is inside. Sri Prabhupada is inside here. Sri Prabhupada is inside this. That is why you can affect people. Because it's inside. So Srimati married me. Radharani, she made a beautiful gallant that has seven flowers. Seven. How many?
Seven
flowers. UT. Parijat. Damayaka. This Damayaka is Lord Chaitanya who planted it. He planted it himself. And the aroma goes for miles at all seasons. Produced at all seasons. Jati, Malika, Aguru, and Champaka. So she made this garland. She gave the garland to Brenda Devi. Go and give this garland to Krishna. So she took the garland. So look at it. See the culture of bhakti? You see the culture of bhakti? Srimati Radhani made the garland. She didn't go and give it to Krishna herself. She gave it to another devotee, Brinda Devi. She is not sending her message. You know that she's sending her message. This is the culture of devotee, culture of bhakti, culture of devotional service. Bhakti has a culture which are followed by those who are cultured.
What is that?
They don't put themselves in the front. They put themselves at the back. That's the culture of bhakti. So when Chaitanya will say, "Tana, peace, nature," now this is what he's talking. Don't open your chest. Your chest will go to your stomach. That's the process. So she took the garland and she looked at it. She said, "This beautiful garland is good for Subha to go and give it to Krishna." So also she gave it to Subha. Subha took the garland. And she went to Krishna. And Krishna was sitting in another corner. And what is he doing there? What is Krishna doing there? Lord Krishna said, "I am worshipped by innumerable perfected sages. They worship me, but Srimati Radharani is the object of my own worship. Therefore, innumerable worshippers of me, those who worship me, perfected beings who are worshipping me, they automatically, they worship us of Srimati Radharani." That's a position. So he took the garland. He took the garland and went to Krishna and Krishna. And he placed the garland on Krishna's shoulder. Just placed it there. And Krishna looked at the garland. When he looked at the garland, he saw Srimati Radharani. So he said, "Subha, you're my friend. I want to see Srimati Radharani now." Subha said, "My dear friend, see, it is not possible. Look at the time. Look at the time. She cannot come by this time, so forget it. Tomorrow." Krishna said, "What? Tomorrow? Not now. Today is gone. You cannot see her today." Krishna said, "If you don't bring Radharani here, I will commit suicide. I will die. I will go to Jamuna. I will drown myself." Why he has to go to Jamuna? Why did he fall in another? He's sitting there. He's big enough to get drowned. He has to go all the way. He's appetizing his friend to do his devotional service. Devotional service performed by two devotees. He's giving. So Subha said, No. If you die, then I'm dead. There's no existence again. Therefore, don't die. Just wait. Give me some time. That means you do your yoga. That's the point we're discussing. So Subha went to Yavat. And when he got there, at the gate, Chatila was sitting. Means what? Subha cannot enter there. She's a security guard. She's at the gate. She doesn't want to see Krishna and Krishna's friends. As soon as she saw Subha said, "Obeisances are you? What obeisances? Go back. Go. Don't go for obeisances here. Go." The Subha said, "Ma, excuse me, Ma. Since morning, I lost my cap. Since morning, I have searched for it everywhere. I didn't find one. This is the last place. So you can just go inside. Look for it. If you get it, just bring my car and I will go." Jatila said, "You rascal boy. After eating, I'm feeling very weak. I'm sitting here, I have no strength to move. And you are sending me a message. You go inside yourself and go and look for your car." Dadali, Buddhi Yoga, Yenama, Payantite. So, Subha smile. "Yes, my trick is working. My intelligence given to me by Krishna is working. There's no impediment for devotees. No impediment for devotees. So Shubhal went inside and he went straight to his material earlier. And he said, you know, Lord Krishna want to see you now. And he said, what do you mean? You look at the time. I cannot go. Don't you see my mother-in-law sitting there? See, why is she sitting there?
She doesn't want to see me there now. She doesn't want anybody to come.
You are very lucky that she allowed you to come inside. So please, go back and tell their friend that I cannot come now. It's tomorrow. That the me? Buddhi yogam tam yenamam vayantite. In practice. So Truma said,
there is a way. There is a way.
There is a way. When there is a will, there is a way. So there is a way. I know you want to see him, and I also want you to see him. Therefore, there is a way. So Srimati Rani says, which way? Which way? Krishna gave me intelligence to come here. So he gave me intelligence to accomplish this task. So someone said, you give me your sari, I take my duty. So they exchange. She removed her sari to give to Shubha. Shubha removed his duti and gave to Radharani. So Radharani dressed in duti. Shubha dressed in sari. Because he had no breast. So, yes, although you are dressed in sari, but it is flat. So, are you going to get out? Buddhi Yodam Tan. Krishna gives intelligence. So Shubha said, now you go, take a car, take a car, put it on the chest. So, it's covered. So you go and tell the dealer you have seen your car, then you can get out. So she went and took the car, placed on her chest. And then she came out and announced to the dealer, I have seen my car. Immediately she said, now you can go. So Shimadene has gone out to see Krishna. The Shubha is inside. So Radhani went to Krishna at Radhakund. And Krishna said, Shubha, you didn't come with Radhani? See, Radhani now in dhoti pretend to be Shubha. So she said, my friend, I was not able to get Radhani to come here. When I went there, Jatila was sitting right by the gate, so I couldn't enter. Krishna stood up. Then I must go and die. So Radhani said, wait, I can go and bring Chandravali for you. No, not Chandravali I want. It's Radhani I want, not Chandravali. Chandravali will not do what Radhani will do for me. I don't want Chandravali now. It's Radhani. If you cannot get Radhani, I will commit suicide. And then he removed the cap. That was a nice meeting. Ah, okay. Hare Krishna. So here, there's no impediment for devotees. So Bishnu Chakravarti Thakura said, anyone who is having obstacles in Krishna consciousness has not been able to please his or her guru with sincere service. Then there is obstacle, difficulty. A devotee who has satisfied the spiritual master by sincere devotional service has no obstacle. The Krishna will give intelligence to that devotee how to execute the pure devotional service. I will afford that devotee a ticket to go back home back to God. So now Srimati Rani has gone out, so she's free. Krishna is free now. But is that all? Shubha is trapped inside. So he's waiting there. On
sorry.
and he has no rest.
So what to do? As he was waiting there, thinking of Krishna, a supreme friend who is always favorable to his devotees, revealing himself and giving intelligence to his devotees, how they can come to him. Krishna inflamed Jatila. So Jatila called, Radharani, it is time for Surya Puja. You are not going? She left the gate. So she left the gate. Radharani said, yes, I'm ready. I have been waiting for you to give me permission to go. So I'm ready. She said, so please, go. As she left the gate, Srimati, not Srimati, not Subha. Subha came out. So, everything complete. Any impediment? So Krishna said, I give intelligence to those who constantly worship me with devotion. With devotional love, constantly, not sometimes. I give them intelligence. So here Prabhupada said, for those who have accepted to worship Lord Krishna, but they are not so pure. Therefore, their Krishna consciousness, their understanding about Krishna is not complete. Their understanding about Krishna as a supreme God is a God who supplies me my daily needs. And he said, for those that are serving Krishna as Karmi Yogis. They are serving Krishna but with material desire, with material expectation. Kapil Muni said they are called separatists. The separatists. The interest in Krishna consciousness does not correspond with Krishna consciousness interest. Separatists. And also, those who accept Krishna as the goal, but they are attracted to speculation. Prabhupada said here, they are Dhyanis. They are...